The appearance of Saddam Hussein on Iraqi television today instantly prompted speculation that perhaps presidential body doubles were at work. But if there was some doubt as to whether the televised Saddam Hussein was the genuine article, there was little doubt about the message Baghdad was intending for Washington: Saddam Hussein lives. U.S. officials have raised questions the past couple of weeks about the Iraqi leader's health and whereabouts. The Iraqis are evidently trying to answer those questions. Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution joins us once again. Ivo, how important do you think it is if Saddam Hussein is in fact still alive and ambulatory or not?
I guess in the grand scheme, it's not that terribly important. At some point, we're going to win this war, whether he's alive now or not. The fact that he's alive doesn't mean that he is going to be able to defeat us in war. But from a psychological standpoint, and from the standpoint of how long and how difficult this may be, it does, in fact, matter, or at least it matters that the Iraqi people think that he is alive.
Who do you think benefits from making Saddam Hussein, the individual, a vital issue in the war?
I think at the moment the advantage lies with Iraq in the belief that Saddam is still alive. We, after all, started this war with a decapitating strike, tried to go after Saddam and kill him in his bunker in the hope that then his regime would immediately collapse and we would avoid having to go in the way that we had to go in the last 16 days in a real effort to capture Iraq and Baghdad and the city and the regime. I think the fact that Saddam is apparently alive, or at least is the Iraqi people believe he is alive, means that there is going to be more resistance to the American invasion and a less willingness to be liberated, or at least to give the sense of liberation. You have the fear factor very much still in control in much of Iraq, as we have seen as American and British troops have come into various cities that have been liberated. Even then, they haven't been treated in the way we had hoped they would be treated, that is, as liberators as opposed to occupiers.
Let's stand the issue on its head here. If Saddam Hussein were in fact killed, would it flow logically from that the regime that has served him all these years would collapse?
Only if it was proven that he was killed, that is, if his body was produced and there was a real proof and conviction on the part not only of us but of the Iraqi people that he was no longer with us. At that point, one would see, presumably, the regime starting to collapse. That is, if it is true, as the assumption has been all along, that Saddam rules this country with an iron fist. Once the fist is gone, once the appearance and the knowledge of the fist is gone, you would assume the regime starting to collapse. Now, it may be true that appearance of him being alive is sufficient for that regime to remain in place, at least for some time, as opposed to the fact. That's why it is important for the Iraqi regime and leadership to continually emphasize that Saddam is in fact alive and to go through the motions that they have.
But the leader of the Taliban is still presumably alive, Mullah Omar. The leaders of the Bosnian Serbs are alive, even though they're under indictment. For years, Hitler, it wasn't confirmed that he was dead until the West Germans were U.S. allies. It really doesn't matter in many cases if the enemy's leader is dead or alive.
Well, it's true that once you have captured Baghdad and in fact Iraq is under American and British hands, that at that point it matters less and less. The point is that in order to get to that stage, you would want to have the defenses collapse quicker than they have in the last 16 days. And having Saddam alive is one of the ways in which you can make the defenses more difficult for the United States.
Thank you, Ivo. Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution.